start over, dude.
My name's David, I'm an ag. Hi, everyone. So this is an honor to get asked to do something like this at an event like this. It's my first time speaking at a retreat. My sponsor got me involved, ironically, and I got asked to speak on sponsorship. And I'll just touch base go back to my first experience with sponsorship. And I got introduced to Narcotics Anonymous in 2012. I didn't stay clean then, but it planted a seed for me. And I was in an outpatient facility, and I was doing the things they required me to do, get a sponsor, get a home group, but I was really like just the oil change, getting the heat off my back. So I got this gentleman to sponsor me. I'd asked him. He said, sure, no problem. I didn't have any success. I called him here and there. You know, but like I said, my intentions were I didn't truly want to stay clean then. And I come to the program for maybe 6, 7, 8 months, and you know, I was off doing my own thing again, more research. That landed me back into the rooms in the fall of 2016. Still confused, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to stay clean. Listening to people share, asking like, how do I get a sponsor? I'd ask a few people, one of the suggestions were like, go to the same meetings for a week, find someone who has what you want, you know, and ask them. So that's what I did. I asked that same gentleman I asked that question to, I asked him to be my sponsor, and he's my sponsor to this day. So a little over 3.5 years. Truly a blessing, man. He's got me involved with not only this retreat, but the spring one, the Tanning Creek Campout, and we've been doing them every year since then. Keeps me busy. One of the first things my sponsor showed me. Now, that first year, I didn't stay clean, but he always was there to try to keep me busy. Always had me doing something, from sanding and painting his boat, to yard work, to getting me involved with these retreats, come up early, staying late. Taught me the accountability of my home group and how to be involved there. Hug people as they come in the meeting, make everyone feel welcome. I still try to practice that to the best of my ability today. Not perfect at it, but I still try to the best I can. He got me involved. And then finally I had this realization to start working the steps, and that's where our relationship really took off. Real true intimate relationship with this man, and it's the first I experienced with another man in my life. And I didn't know it was going to be that at first, you know. The pain was great enough to do something different. And my way wasn't working. I'd been coming around here long enough. And he used to always tell me things like, I can't write your step work for you, you know, which was true. You know, no one could write my step work for me. I have to do that, you know. But he was there to listen, you know, always be an ear, make me feel comfortable during that step work process. And got me outside of that too. My sponsor has an NA sponsor who has an NA sponsor who has an NA sponsor. And it's pretty cool because now I have an NA sponsee, and sometimes we can all get together and attend the same meetings. It's pretty cool to have sponsor, sponsee there. And sometimes we get together and don't even realize it. It's really unique. Blessing to not only I got to experience that over this last year, see someone's else's life just brightening and come back to life, man, and it's really, really special, truly a miracle, what this program does in our lives, and for other people to see happen in my life, because I don't always see that stuff, and sometimes it's my sponsor or his sponsor, you know, the guys that I'm close with in my week, telling me that, you know, so staying connected to, for me is important to those guys, my week. I've experienced a decent amount around here, and I've learned my sponsor doesn't have all the experience that I might need to help me stay clean. So that's why it's important to grow a weed. And it gave me the understanding that whoever I call, you know, for some experience, strength, and hope, and some help, they could be sponsoring me in that moment, you know, just because it's not the actual step work. They could be helping me try to apply some spiritual principles in my life to get to the solution. And that's what I truly believe, because that's my experience, you know. My sponsor told me, I can't help you in this area, reach out for other guys. And it's broadened my base, which, raised, you know, a higher point of freedom for me. He taught me, to do that. He took me to out-of-town meetings, you know, far away, road trips. Buffalo we went, Georgia we went, for all different things. And we were able to attend meetings there. The Buffalo trip was for a speaker jam Georgia was actually for like a car show and some drag races, but we were able to hit a meeting out there. You know, it's a beautiful thing, the we of the program, like we're all one family, you know, we're all one family here, and I believe that because like that's what NA showed up for me, you know. No matter what, like I call these people who I got close with in my we, and they answer the phone, they show up for me when needed. Sponsorship, like the IP says, I don't quote me, but it's the heartbeat of our fellowship, man. And I believe that because I felt that, you know. I felt like that bring that love, like taught me to love again through sponsorship, you know. My sponsor was the first man that, like, I can remember riding into meetings early on, and he would, like, give me a hug and say, I love you. And I was like, whoa, the first time I was, like, real weirded out. I'm like, what? What? You know? Because, like, my dad, my grandfather in my life, they weren't like that. And, like, I didn't even say it back for the first few times. But then eventually it just came natural, like love. Like he shows me through action how to love. Like he taught me that love is an action word. And like it's he taught me how to apply that, you know. And now like I was saying, I have the opportunity to work with a sponsee and guide him through the steps and watch his life come back to life, and just a true blessing of the program. I'm about running out of stuff to say, so I keep it short and, you know, simple. And you know, when I feel like I'm starting to like ramble on and chatter, I you know, that's when God's removed and I start self-feeling. So that's all I have to share. Thanks.
I'd like to introduce the second speaker, Michelle Z from Progress Health Infections.
I'm an addict named Rochelle. I just want to thank, you know, the committee for putting this on for us. You know, every time I leave a spiritual retreat, I always feel filled up, and you know, because like my spirit is becoming more alive and I'm healing, you know. And so I really want to thank the committee for that. I have served on a spiritual retreat committee before, and I know, you know, it takes a lot of selfless service to do that, you know. And so where I'm going to start, I just also want to thank my God for giving me a purpose today to live. And like what's weird is like prior to coming here, I was like feeling really down for a couple days. And like my sponsees would like call me and, man, do they teach you about not having self-centeredness. Because, you know, when you're going through a difficult time and a sponsee calls you and they have stuff going on, and I'll just be honest, like I didn't want to pick up the phone, but I did. And because like that's what a sponsor is, you know, a sponsor's there when you're going through, you know, your own shit, because my sponsor was always there for me. And so like I owe that to my sponsees today, you know, to be there for them. And you know, God put those, I have like 6 sponsees right now, and he put like, there's 3 of them here right now. And those relationships that I have with them are like truly like the most important relationships in my life, as with like my higher power. And what's weird is I was driving up here, and I text my sponsor on the way because like I was feeling real down before I came, and like I felt joy and I was excited, and it was like, wow, God, like did I have to feel that low to be able to appreciate what I'm feeling right now on the way here. And I text my sponsor and I was like, wow, Joel, I was like, 8 years ago I remember coming here and I couldn't socialize for almost like 4 or 5 years of my program. I didn't know how to socialize with people. And she would be like, she always invited me, and I was like always with her group, and like she has so much selfless service, like she's taught me so many amazing things, and she really taught me about being a human being. And so I text her next and I said, wow, like, you know, I have sponsees coming with me to this retreat, like and like it just like hit me that like I just couldn't believe it, you know? And so, and then it's like how like my higher power works in my life, you know? And it's like, I get here and then I was asked to speak on sponsorship, you know? And, all right, so just give me 1 second. You know, when I first got here, you know, I had so much willingness when I got here, and because of the desperation that I felt, you know. And, you know, they said get a sponsor, and I ran. The first woman that I saw, I grabbed her as my sponsor. And it didn't end up being my sponsor for long. But then, you know, I got a home group, and then when I was in this home group, they taught me so much about service there. And, like, I think I had, like, maybe 3 or 4 months clean, and... You know, my sponsor said, you know, go ahead, do it, you know. And so I was the GSR, you know. And I was, you know, that my first home group, my sponsor, this is my sponsor before my sponsor here. You know, she taught me a lot about service as well, you know, at that home group. And then around a year clean, things like, you know, the sponsor that I had, she taught me, you know, a lot of wonderful things. It's just... it just wasn't like a God-appointed sponsor anymore. And somebody had told me about that there was a sponsor down in Pittsburgh. And I remember going to Sunday Action Group, and my sponsor that's here today walked in Sunday Action Group, and then we had breakfast after, and I asked her to be my sponsor, and she's been my sponsor ever since. You know, my sponsor... You know, one thing, when I got here, like, I was stuck in a delusion for, like, almost 2 years when I got here. Like, I truly believed that the steps were making me perfect. I wasn't even based in reality. It took 2 years of, like, intensive therapy to, like, come out of delusion. And I remember when I first saw, like, an imperfection in her, I got so angry because, like, I truly believed that God was restoring me to perfection. And, like, I struggle. One of my biggest defects of character is perfectionism. And I've gotten so much better with that by not being, like, critical of myself, like, so self-critical. Like, I'm actually have learned, like, to, like, be my own best friend. And one thing that I love about my sponsor so much is she doesn't play God. You know, my sponsor has, she wasn't easy, man. She made me do all the work. And, you know, she didn't call me. I had to call my sponsor, man. I had to ask her, you know, to do all this stuff. And I'll tell you the truth. There's times I'd be at, you know, the spiritual retreats, and I was desperate, man. And I would just be in the bathroom calling out to my higher power. But what she has done is she helped me to grow a relationship with the God of my understanding. And I think that's the most important piece that, you know, a sponsor can do is you help them to guide them to their higher power. Because I'm human, you know. And I'm fallible, and I tell my sponsees all the time, like, I'm human, man. Like, I'm gonna fall short, you know? And so you better get a higher power, and you better get a we, and you better get people in the program, you know? And, like, you know, my sponsor helped me so much to have to depend on the God of my understanding, and it's the greatest gift that she could have ever given me. And so I try to do that with my sponsees today. If they call me and they want me to make a decision for them, I won't do it, man. You got to go sit in meditation. You got to go sit in prayer. And you got to reach out to your higher power and what he puts on your heart. You got to make that decision. I'm not, you know, I don't know what God's will is for your life. I know it's to stay clean. I know it's to keep recovery first. I know it's to keep God first in your life. I know those three things. But I don't know what God's plans are for your life. And so... you better get in with a higher power. And half the time, man, like, the struggle for me, like, even though the decisions that I got to make in my own life, you know, and so to have to make your decisions. And that's the beautiful thing about Narcotics Anonymous, man, is it teaches us how to make healthy decisions today, you know. And so as I learn more about, you know, acting less on self-will but acting more on God's will, like, and I grow... in the process, I make better decisions for my life as I grow in my spirituality, as my morals, as my values change, you know? my sponsees know that I'm huge on step work, because step work is like what changed my life, man. And like, if you don't want to get into the steps, I can't help you. You know, I can't help you because that's where the change happened for me. And I could sit there till I'm blue in the face, but if you don't get into the step work, there's nothing that I can do to help you. And you know, I'm just a vessel for my higher power. You know, Narcotics Anonymous has just taught me to show up. When I show up, you know, the God of my understanding can work through me. And I feel the same way when it comes to working the steps with my sponsees. You know, I just show up. You know, they're a priority in my life today. You know, like, when I gotta like arrange my priorities, my sponsees are priorities in my life, you know? Because I just want them to like to see and like to just receive the goodness of life, man. You know, there's difficult times that we go through. I battle, man, back and forth. I mean, there's times I actually asked God the other day, and I'll just be honest. I asked him, I said, it's not that I was ungrateful, because I'm not ungrateful, but I asked him, and I don't even know why. I said, just don't wake me up tomorrow. And because it's not about the material things for me in this world. The only true joy that brings me happiness in this life is anything that's spiritual. And so when I feel that the God of my understanding is not speaking to me, or he's being quiet because there's a process that like I got to go through, I'll deal with severe depression because of that. Because putting me in a house, giving me a nice outfit, does nothing for me. You know, I have a different path in life, man. My path is definitely not the American dream. I look at people, you know, that strive for this American dream that are depressed, sad, not happy. And thank God, like Narcotics Anonymous and my higher power is helping me to like have visions for my life is how I want to live my life. You know what I mean? And so, you know, when I first got clean, like homelessness, like looked good to me, you know, and I could still go there, man. I could still be okay with not having electricity, learning how to survive out in nature, and that's just, you know. You know, like sponsorship is definitely a two-way street. And, you know, my sponsees, like, they help me tremendously, you know. And so, you know, when I first got clean, I probably didn't get, like, sponsees until I had about 7.5 years clean. I had sponsees that, I had 100 sponsees that would ask me to be their sponsor, but they never called me. And what I've learned about sponsorship is there's no blueprint to it, is there's no blueprint to parenthood. So I learn as I go, you know. I learn from my mistakes. I learn what may be good for one sponsee may not be good for the other. You know, and so like I learn as I go. And you know, I think I don't have children, but I think being a parent is the most challenging task that anybody can do, you know, because it teaches you truly about powerlessness, the same as with sponsees. I'm powerless over the decisions that my sponsees make. I mean, these are the choices that they got to make for their own life. They're going to have to, you know, suffer the consequences if they decide to make the wrong decisions. I'll be there to support them, man. I'll be there always to welcome them back. And like, it just goes back to like that choice, man, you know? I don't tell my sponsees what to do. They got to live their own life. I will like put in suggestions or like say like, hey, like how's step one coming? You know? I think that truly, you know, I'm really big on step work. And like, I just asked my sponsor the other day if I could go through the steps again, and she said, Rochelle, finish the traditions first. And there's something about me that I just love about step work. I think it's because of my relationship with myself and my higher power. And I think with the traditions, I struggle more there. I have this intuitive like thing of like, I know what to do when the situation arises, but I can't put it into words to be able to describe what it is that when it asks me that question. As a sponsee, what I've learned with my higher power is that my higher power rewards me for effort. So when I don't know how to answer a question, all I know to do is answer it to the best of my ability. And the process will continue. And with my sponsees, I never tell them when they're ready to go on to a next step. And that's just me, because I think they have to know in their own heart if they work that step 100% to the best of their ability. I can't make, you know, the steps are an ongoing process. I mean, it's lifelong. And like, I didn't master step one, so who can tell me that I mastered step one? Because that's a lifelong process, you know? And so, you know, my sponsees, they gotta know in their own heart, you know, that they surrendered, man. I can't tell them if they surrendered. They could tell me anything. But they have to know truly in their own heart that they surrendered and they're ready to move on to step two. You know, and so, you know, and like what I love about the process, I love when a sponsee's working steps, man, because it takes me back to steps one, two, and three. It takes me through the steps again. And it's truly a blessing when I have a sponsee that's working steps, you know what I mean? Because not only like do I go like on, like their, because spirituality, right? Spirituality is so beautiful because it's not like, oh, you have to just follow this way, or if you don't follow this way, you're not right, you don't belong here. Spirituality is whatever it is. You know, my God is so big, man. And like, what you may experience, you know, with your higher power, with God, may be something that I'm not even aware of. You know what I mean? So to keep that open mind, to respect other people's spiritual process, and to keep open, you know, to what other people's, you know, I guess, you know, whatever comes out of their heart, because I don't know, man, like God is just not, you know, in religion they say, there's so much war going on in religion today because they say, oh, this is the only way. If you don't do this, you're going to hell. And that's why there's war today, man. Why do you think in Narcotics Anonymous we all get so along and, you know, there's so much love in our fellowship, you know what I mean? It's because we respect everybody's own opinion of their own higher power and their own process of their spiritual journey. And so there's no wars going on in here, you know what I mean? And so like, to me, Narcotics Anonymous is like, this is the ideal place to be. You know, there's no other, you know, people always say there's no better, well, I don't know how they say it, but like, no greater show on the earth or whatever, but truly there's not. You know, I've been raised as a Catholic, man, and like it never did anything for me. I don't knock people for that, but like it just didn't do anything for me. And like when I came into the fellowship and I found a God of my understanding, it's just helped me tremendously. And one more thing, and I'll stop with this, is that, you know, when we get here, we have so much self-hatred. We have no self-respect, no self-love. So much unmanageability and insanity in our lives. And like, I did not know what it was to be human. I was so lost. I mean, so lost. And like, I just want to thank my sponsor, honestly, for just teaching me, like, what it is to be human again. And like, that's what the steps do for me, man. They teach me how to have a healthy relationship with myself. And like, what I love about the steps, man, is they get so deep, you know? Like, the God of my understanding knows so much about me that I have yet to discover, you know? And as long as I continue to work the steps and keep recovery and keep God first in my life, He'll continue to reveal those things to me. And I'll start to learn even deeper on a deeper level of who I am. And like, one more thing is what I learned and love about NA so much, and I was talking to John about this last night, was the world wounds us, right? The world does. And when we're born and we're little children, we're so pure, right? And as we go on through life, through billboards, through the sex industry, through all these things, right? It takes us away from the true nature of who we truly are. And the beautiful thing the Narcotics Anonymous has given me is it's bringing me back to my true nature of who I've always been. And so, like, I'm so grateful for that, man, because, like, I don't know, like, I know that, you know, you see these young girls and, like, you know, God has given us the steps to be able to heal us, and, like, you know, people that don't have a program, they go their whole life with no self-acceptance, you know, because they want to look like this, or they're not good enough, or, you know, they don't have the blonde hair and the Barbie body, you know what I mean, so they don't accept themselves, and, like, I think, like, truly, like, the biggest gift that, like, the God of my understanding can give me is to learn how to love myself so I can help you. And that's all I got.
Thank you. I would like to thank the speakers for sharing their experience, strength, and hope with us. Can we have the reading just for today?
My name's John. I'm an addict.
John.
Just for today, tell yourself. Just for today, my thoughts will be on my recovery, living and enjoying life without the use of drugs.